Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact your life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Claire, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all, and happy Monday. So grateful to God for just being who He is this morning. By chance, do we happen to have any first-time callers this morning? Awesome. Well, it seems as if we are all family. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't expecting to do this. Give me just one quick second. Okay. Hey, Ms. Barbara, can you text me the lineup? It's not on the team calendar. There are no announcements. While you get that, Deanna, I have it. Do you want me to text it for you? Yeah, just text it to me real quick, please.
Because I'm not a quick texter.
Okay, no worries. Let me get to the prayer requests for today. I didn't hear all of the prayer requests on the call.
Dee Dee asked for help. She has a procedure tomorrow. And Miss D asked for her Aunt Jackie. She had surgery and she still hasn't woken up.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. And the online prayer requests are as follows. JC is requesting prayer for Maudie Newsom, I believe. Keep her family lifted in prayer. They lost their 17-year-old nephew Monday night in a car accident. And Beverly Johnson is asking for prayer for Rise and Kendall Grayling. And that may be yesterday's. Yeah, Susie is asking for prayer. Please pray for her. She's having trouble with her stomach, also having a procedure done on Thursday, July 30th. That will last 2 to 3 hours. Asking for prayer that it will be successful. Thank you, Victory Family, and she loves us. And all right. And so the prayer lineup for today is Tiffany will start us away. Valisita will read the scripture for us today. After that, there was supposed to have been a wow declaration, but it is not uploaded. Is it somewhere else? Following that, Tiffany will be the first prayer warrior. Pretty Patrice will be prayer warrior number 2, and prayer warrior number 3 will be Arlita, and Elder Paulette is in Atlanta this weekend, so I will be taking her place. Again, the scripture will be read by Valuable Valisita. And I might have leaked it. The declaration is supposed to be a while, but I
think
it
is me.
Oh, it is? Okay. I have the wrong lineup. Okay. Then Tiffany, Patrice, Arletha, and myself. So with that said, the declaration is Miss Barbara. So Tiffany, take it away. Quick reminder, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to place your phones on mute to protect the continuity of the call. And with that said, I pass the call to Miss Valuable Balasita.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 through 4 from the Amplified Bible. You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. So trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Lean on him. Hope confidently in him.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, I just ask you to speak with my mouth, Lord, and allow me to say something this morning that would help someone. My declaration this morning is called, Can We Tame Our Tongue? Well, when Moni first asked me to speak today, I wanted to say no, but the Lord wouldn't let me. I want to say thank you to Mother Witt, Ms. Rivanda, for keeping it real and for reminding me about the tongue. I almost forgot about how harsh the tongue could be. Also, she reminded me to be prepared at all times. I had two declarations I was working on, but they weren't finished. When I got off the phone that day, I began to finish both of them, and I'm working on another one now. I must always be prepared when called out, because you never know when you're needed. Thank you, Lord, for the real people you have on this victory line, Lord. The tongue has many uses. We eat with it. It helps us talk. We need our tongue. It's not like we can live without it, even though we can. But I wouldn't want to if I had a choice. My favorite book, the Bible, tells about our tongue, talks about our tongue about 129 times. After hearing the declaration of Mother Witt, it sent me to study about our tongue, or should I say our rudder. It's a very small part of us, but it really can make a lasting impression. I suggest you read James 3 when you get a chance. It tells you about the tongue. Well, according to James 3, we can't tame our tongue, but I beg to differ. Now, don't misunderstand me. It's not easy, and it takes a lot of work, and we can't do it without the help of our Lord and Savior. You probably know the pain of regretting words that you've spoken, words of pride, dishonesty, envy, jealousy, gossip, or anger. Although you can restore bruised relationships through repentance and forgiveness, spoken words can never be retrieved. Yes, I said never. Once you've said it, you can say, I'm sorry 50 million times, but it's still out there. Here's a scripture warning from the Message Bible. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift, Ephesians 4 and 29. Here are a few keys that will help you learn to control your tongue. Number one, rely on God's strength to aid you, James 3 and 8 and Philippians 4 and 13. Dedicate your heart and tongue to the Lord each day, Psalms 19:14. Put your heart in tune with God's Spirit by daily reading His Word, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Number four, meditate on Scripture that addresses the power of words, By studying scripture about the tongue, you can gain insight into the power of your words. Memorizing and meditating on these verses will strengthen you to speak with grace. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119:11. Number 5. Assume responsibility for every word you speak. Ephesians 4:25, Psalms 15:2, Matthew 5:37, and Matthew 12:36. Ask those around you if you use words that are offensive. Proverbs 27:6-17. Number 7. Commit yourself to giving a good report, and when it is necessary, of following biblical principles of correction. Matthew 18:15. Number 8. Fulfill past promises and think carefully before making new promises. Psalms 15:4 and Matthew 5:37. Number 9. Ask for forgiveness for any unloving words or attitudes. James 3:2, Ephesians 4:31-32. And number 10, learn to speak words that will encourage, comfort, inspire, and edify. Ask God to guide you to speak words that will honor him and accomplish his purpose. Colossians 4:6 and James 3:13. I am trying to follow these keys myself on a daily basis. No, it's not easy, but you can do all things through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to leave with you this thought. What you say will echo throughout eternity, so getting control of our tongue is critical. As I pass the call.
Well, gracious Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, once again, boldly to your throne, humbly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Lord, we thank you that you blessed us to open our eyes. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are still beating. Thank you, Lord, that we have a reasonable portion of health and strength, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you watched over us and you protected us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for just one more day. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Lord, we thank you so much for your mercy, Lord. Where would we be, Lord, without your mercy? Thank you, Lord, for loving us and keeping us, Heavenly Father. Especially when we couldn't keep ourselves, Lord, you were there for us, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. But we just praise you, and we just lift your name up on high, Lord, because you're an amazing, wonderful God. And there is no one above you, Lord Jesus, and we don't take any day.
Father, we just bless your name, and we thank you for a new day, new grace, new mercy. Thank you for just your spirit and your peace this morning, God, on this Sunday, God. We just trust you, and we give you thanks for just keeping us all safe during the night, lifting up every prayer request, Lord. Touch Bubbly and her healing as she returns back to work, and praying for Miss D's that's still not regained consciousness. You know her situation, so I'm asking that you continue to just be with the family and lift Miss D up, Father God, and just every prayer request for Susie, for a procedure that she has to have, and for everyone that's in the need of prayer on this morning, God, we thank you, we honor you, we adore you, and we love you, and we're just so grateful that you love us and that you're concerned about everything that concerns us, and there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. I thank you that as we enter in our churches, families, our churches this morning into worship, that we will leave as servants. God, I thank you for that. I just thank you for each and every warrior on the line. I thank you for my Declare Victory family. Continue to cover each and every one of them. God, you know the needs. Meet the needs, but God, our minds, God, and also help us tame our tongues. We do use our mouths more. You gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, God, and I thank you. I thank Sister Barbara for that timely reminder that we need to watch what we say, because we cannot take back what we say. Apologies don't really matter, because you said that thing, and we can't unhear what we've heard, what was said. So I just thank you this morning, God. I give you praise, because you are a magnificent God. Hallelujah. We just adore you. Just the attitude of gratitude for life. We take it not for granted that you loved us enough that you gave your only begotten Son, God. And we thank you. I continue to lift up the Hardy family and anyone, my brother Mario that laid his daughter to rest, anyone that's in grief right now from losing a loved one or just facing life circumstances, God. Keep our trust in you. We keep our hope in you. We keep our eyes on you, God. And I thank you, Father, just for another opportunity to say I love you, Lord. And I thank you. I give you praise, glory, and honor on this morning as I pass the call in Jesus' name.
It's me, right? I'm sorry. And, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us this morning with life, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have praise and your name be the first thing off of our tongues this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be able to honor you, Lord, this morning and praise you this morning, Lord, and worship you, Lord. We are so thankful for that, Lord, for you did not have to bless us with today, Lord, and you saw fit to give us this day. And we are so humble, Lord, and so honored and so thankful, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person on this call, Lord. I thank you for my family, Lord. We thank you for our families, Lord. Lord, thank you for just allowing us to be here, Lord. We are just so thankful. Lord, the young babies that are losing their lives, Lord, on these streets, Lord. The young women and men that are losing their lives, Lord, to the law enforcement, Lord. May you continue to just lift us and strengthen us. Continue to give us the ability to just continue to worship you, Lord, and praise you and just keep us, Lord. May we continue to pray and intercede on our loved ones' behalf, on our behalf, on our friends' behalf, Lord. May we continue to pray for ourselves, Lord. Stand in the gap for each and every person that we love, Lord. As we go off to our churches, Lord, just continue to keep our church homes safe, Lord. Allow us to worship in the house of the Lord, and the house in which you have designed for us to worship in, Lord. Allow us to come together and be as one and just love each other under those church walls, Lord, those church doors. Allow us to praise, Lord, and praise your name as one and in accord with open hearts, Lord, and not envy and jealousy and hate, Lord, for one another, Lord, and just protect us in the home, Lord. Protect our pastors, Lord, as they prepare the services today for us, Lord. Continue to pour into them, Lord. Continue to allow them to praise your name and teach us your word, Lord. Continue to bless their families. We thank their families for allowing us to just praise you. We thank their families for sharing them with us, Lord. So we ask you to just lift them, the pastors and their families, Lord, each and every pastor, Lord. You know their names, Lord, and you know who they are, and all of the pastors attached to this call, Lord, and all of the pastors that are attached, Lord. We just ask you to lift them, to continue to keep them, Lord. Continue to watch over them. Continue to pour into them, Lord. Continue to just lift, Lord, just continue to lift us all, to lift this nation, Lord. I'm just thinking about that young man that was laid to rest yesterday, Lord. Continue to lift his family, Lord. Continue to lift all the families of the young men and the young women, Lord, that are lost to senseless violence, Lord. Just continue to allow them to heal, Lord. Comfort them in this time, their families, Lord. We just call out to you, Lord, to this nation, to our government, to our cities, Lord. We need to continue to just intercede and pray and come up with a solution that will allow us to have peace in our streets. Lord, peace within our government, peace within our nation, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless this nation. Bless the people of this world, Lord. Just continue to put love and comfort, Lord, in their hearts. Allow them to just praise you. Allow them to have you in them, Lord. And we just ask you just to continue to watch over the entire world, Lord. And as I get ready to pass the call, I just want to say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. Thank you for allowing this moment, Lord. And we ask this prayer and all prayers that went before and all prayers that will go after me in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
And so, Father, just continue in prayer. Son God, thank you for another Sunday, another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. God, to tell you how much we appreciate and love you back this morning. God, thank you that you kept us throughout this weekend, Lord God, and just continue to give us grace, God. Continue to shower down your love on us, God. Prepare our hearts and our minds for worship this morning, God. We come against every distraction. Everything that would alter our thought process, everything that would throw us off this morning. God, and we center ourselves in and on you. God, I thank you that we have an opportunity to come before you. We have a right and a privilege to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, you said that he that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this morning, we ask, oh God, that you save us from ourselves, our thought process, God, even thinking too hard or not being actively thinking at all this morning. God, we thank you in advance that you are preparing our hearts and our minds to join with like-minded believers to give your name the glory and to give your name the praise. God, I lift up every pastor, every minister, every evangelist, every deacon, God, every greeter, in the name of Jesus, every worship team, oh God, that today's worship would be overshadowed by your presence, by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you in advance that somebody will walk into a worship facility today. Lord God, that somebody will enter the building and they will not leave like they came. God, this morning somebody's brokenhearted, somebody's downtrodden. Lord God, give us what we need to be able to pour into your people. God, I lift up Dan and Denise to you this morning and Eric in the name of Jesus. God, you know all about them. You know what they need. God, you know the things that they lack, Lord God, and they're just on my heart this morning. God, that there would be a door open, that they would not only have that door open, oh God, but that they find some stability, Lord God, that you create provision, God, but most importantly, that when you do, God, that they would be great stewards in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you in advance this morning that we have a right, God, that we have authority in the earth, God, to cast down every false imagination, anything that exalts itself above you. God, I pray for our sons this morning, God, that you would continue to heal the land in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the service on yesterday, oh God, and the unity that was present. God, and as I begin to walk forward into our unity service this day, Lord God, that you would reign in that place, God. Lord God, that there would be a unity like never before, just in our churches, oh God. Lord, not just in our churches, but in our homes, God, in our thought process, God, in our lives, God, that we would begin to walk and operate as a unified people, oh God, that you give us like-mindedness, Lord God, that you surround us with greatness, that any area of earth, oh God, any place that we are uncertain, God, that you would send somebody to pave the way in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you this morning for innovation in worship. God, I thank you for creativity in worship, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that most importantly, that some of the traditions, God, that have been set by our forefathers would not lose their strength, oh God. God, but that we would not be religious, God, but that we be content with relationship, God, that we be steadfast and chase after relationship with you. God, we love you this morning. God, we know that without you, we'd be nothing, God. We know that it's you that opens and closes doors. We know that it's you, oh God, that gives strength and power. God, we know that it's by your spirit all things are done.
So, God, this morning we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh this morning. God, we thank you for providing every need, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for being a waymaker, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Sikkenu this morning. We thank you for being El Elyon this morning. God, we thank you that we have been brought up under the auspice of grace. Lord God, that we have not paid at all for the things that we've done. God, we thank you for repentant hearts this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, that we can ask to be forgiven, God, and that you would restore us into the fellowship. So, God, this morning, we just celebrate that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you this morning for our liberty to trust you, our liberty to walk in grace and faith, our liberty to serve you, God, our liberty to take one foot and put it in front of the other and just do it, God. We thank you this morning that we have a right to maintain our tongues, oh God, that we be responsible with the things that we say, Lord God, for the people that we encounter, that we would speak life and not death. We thank you, Lord God, for the liberty to walk in truth, in love, oh God. We thank you for the right this morning not to be judgmental or condemning, oh God. We thank you that we have a right to exercise that in our faith. Lord God, so as we just begin to celebrate you this morning, we thank you for the access that you've given us. We thank you for the benefits that you've given us. We thank you, oh God, that you are a merciful God, that above you there is no other. God, and as we all begin to bless your name this morning, God, we just honor you for our life, God. We honor you, God, that you are a merciful God. We honor you, God, this morning because you are a provisionary God. We honor you this morning, God, because you've given us yet another opportunity to get this thing called life right. We bless you this morning, God, because had it not been for you, God, where would we be? We call your name great this morning. We call your name sovereign this morning. We call your name outstanding this morning. God, we say you are incredible. We say, God, you are worthy of our praise. We say this morning, God, that if it had not been for you, God, where would we be? What would we do, God? You are a holy God. We thank you, Lord God, for our right to live holy because you're holy. We thank you for our right to be set apart and separate, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love him. We thank you this morning, God, that no matter what it looks like, that if you be for us, God, what is the entire world against us? In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being our strength today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our peace this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for being our sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being our protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for ordering our steps this morning. We thank you, oh God. Lord God, that you didn't let the enemy destroy us. God, we thank you this morning that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank you, oh God, that you are our righteousness, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are joint heirs with you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you said you'd be faithful to give us the desires of our heart if we obey you. God, we thank you that we'll seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness and everything else that was added unto us. Lord God, we thank you this morning. 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 We bless your name this morning. God, you're worthy, God. God, you said that if we didn't praise you, that the rocks would cry out. God, I won't allow a rock to cry out in my place. I won't be so distracted, oh God, that I'll take call on your name. I won't be so thrown off, oh God, that I won't tell you you're great and greatly to be praised. God, I won't be so tossed off, oh God, that I can't remember that it's you, Lord God. That it's because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being, oh God. God, I thank you this morning.
Hallelujah.
I thank you this morning.
Thank you,
I thank you this morning, God.
Yes.
Thank you for today, oh God. Thank you for today's mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we bless your name this morning. We bless your name this morning. We bless your name this morning, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, you're worthy this morning.
Oh God.
God, you're worthy this morning, God. God, if you didn't do anything else, you'd still be worthy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you didn't open another door, you would still deserve our praise, God.
Glory to you, God.
You are wonderful.
Glory to you,
thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, you're so great, Lord God.
God, you're worthy.
You're the lovely God. You're so wonderful, Father.
You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. If we feel like it or we don't, you're worthy. You're worthy if we shout or if we don't, God. You're worthy.
Yes, dear.
You're worthy.
You are
worthy. You're worthy.
And the praise.
You're worthy.
Bless your name.
You're worthy.
God.
There's none like you nowhere. God, we search high and low, God. We look side to side, God, but I can't find nobody like you, God. I can't find nobody like you, God. God, you are awesome in all of your ways, God.
Yes,
I can't find nobody.
Thank you, Lord God.
Nobody,
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Bless your hallelujah.
Bless your
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Jesus.
God bless you,
Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. There's none like you.
And we acknowledge you. For you are
all our praise this morning, Jesus. You are healer, God. Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
One and true and only living God.
Thank you, God. You are a keeper, God. Thank you,
blessed with an opportunity, Father God, to
lift up your name. Say hallelujah. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. You are merciful, God. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We are nothing without
thank
you.
You
we need you, Lord.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
Are soul.
In you, we do have our life, our health, our strength, Lord God. You are our need, God. You are our peace in the midst of every storm, every trial, Lord God. Thank you for being there, God. When nobody else is there, you are there, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for knowing me.
God, you are so high and lifted up, Lord God. There is none like you, Father God. None like you, Father God. None like you, God. None like you, God. None like
you, God.
Thank you, Father God, for your grace, Lord God, your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for creating us, Jesus. Thank you for the heart that you've given us, Jesus.
By name, oh God. In all the earth, God, you are yet worthy.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
You are yet worthy.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Yes, God, if you didn't do anything else, you would still deserve our praise, God.
Hallelujah.
You would still deserve our praise, God. And we thank you. We thank you for access to you. God, we thank you that we can go straight to you, God, with our petitions and that you're faithful and just to hear us, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to use gimmicks or tricks or hoodwink you, God, but that we can come straight from the hip. We can tell you all of our troubles, oh God, and that you hear us. God, we don't need any special antics, God, or any ploys or any plans, God, but that we can open up our heart, open up our mouth, and pour our heart out to you, God, and you're faithful to hear us, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that we can be transparent with you. God, we don't have to be fancy. We don't have to be perfect, God. All we have to do is be honest. God, thank you this morning, God. Somebody's heart is broken this morning. God, somebody has their heart in their hands this morning. God, they don't know up from down, side from side. God, give peace right now in the name of Jesus.
Peace be still in the name of Jesus.
Comfort right now in the name of Jesus. God, give us a mind to press this morning.
Yes.
To push into you this morning. God, when the atmosphere is challenging, God, with our situations, God, you said to cast all of our cares on you, for you care for us.
Yes.
God, give us a mind to press.
Yes.
Give us a mind to push, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us a mind to push past all of the things that would keep us from yielding ourselves to you, God.
Yes.
We know without question, God, that we need you. God, we need you. Take not your spirit from us, God. We need you. God, we cannot make it without you. We can't make it without you, God. We love you. We love you back this morning, Dad.
Yes, Lord, we love you back this morning.
Thank you, Lord. We love you back this morning. Yes. God, yes. And we thank you for an opportunity to open up our mouths and tell you that we love you back. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We need you. We love you. We honor you. God, we desire you. God, you are our heart's desire. We know that if we seek you first, that everything else that's necessary will come to pass.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. We know that if you are the head, God, of everything that we do, everything else will come to pass. And so, God, we just bless you this morning.
Yes.
We bless you. We give your name all the glory. We give your name all the praise. And God, all your people said amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As I pass the call to the host, or hostess, I should say. Okay, maybe the hostess isn't available. Go ahead.
This is the time that we set aside for anyone that came on the line and would like to say good morning.
Good morning. This is Tiffany. I just want to apologize for triple muting myself.
Anyone else want to say good morning? Are there any new callers?
Good morning, family. This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ms. Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lillian.
Good morning, Lillian.
Ernie.
Good morning. This is Keisha.
Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Bernice.
Good morning, Bernice.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. This is Arlita. I apologize, everyone, for my confusion. Truly apologize. Good morning.
Good morning, Arlita. Anyone else want to say good morning? Well, we're going to move right into our Love, Life, and Victory.
Right before you do, Ms. Barbara, let me say this real quick. So again, teachable moment, and no need to apologize, Arlita. Sometimes the Lord will allow the challenging, because this morning was just challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It was challenging from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there are times where distractions are allowed. Those are the times where you have the ability to create the shift, to notice the shift. And again, because we understand this is training, like literally, sometimes I'll get to church and we'll go into worship and the atmosphere is just weird. This was one of those mornings.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. And what it does is it's like a chain reaction where the response is we're focused on what's going on instead of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so in those moments, First of all, it should create an expectation in you that worship service in and of itself will probably be a little bit challenging, because almost every time this kind of stuff happens, those are the kind of days that go with it, just a distracted day. So it gives you an opportunity to exercise your faith in a very different way, that you pay attention to your atmosphere. There may be a need. And, you know, just like we war in the spirit, in the heavenlies, the enemy is doing the same thing so that we are not able to accomplish things. And so I just want you to be mindful of your atmosphere in its totality today. Time to press mute.
Thank you.
Okay. Just be attentive to your atmosphere today. And don't let anything throw you off in the course of your day. And just know that there will probably be an attempt to do so. This is where you put on your warfare boots. That's all. Go ahead, Ms. Barbara.
Huh? Well, good morning again. This was a very heavy topic for me. I had to learn how to think before I speak. I know you've heard the saying, what comes up, come out. Well, we can't do that. We can't allow that. We really have to think before we say something, because it's no joke. Once you say it, it's said. And you can't take it back. And it's remembered. Even when you say, I'm sorry, or I didn't mean it, or whatever, it's still out there. Can anyone relate to anything that I said this morning and would like to share? Are we asleep this morning?
I just woke up.
it's just a carryover. It's just part of the process. Sometimes we don't have them hard mornings. They just go with the territory.
Well, the tongue can be a beast.
That's an understatement, Ms. Barbara. y'all know I'm still a work in progress. I'm better now. I have a filler word. My filler word is
But you know, my mom used to always say, if you can't say anything good, don't say nothing.
Right.
And so I'm learning sometimes when I get frustrated to just don't say nothing. And begin
to
pray.
I might not say anything. I just might be a little too blunt with what I say. I'm not real negative or, you know, bad in speech, but I can be very, very forthright. And if you're not prepared for it, you know, it could. But usually people don't ask me unless they want to know that.
Unless they really want to know the truth.
Yeah.
How about those people that just got to say something all the time? I mean, just always have to say something.
Right.
No matter what the topic is, no matter just, God said, well, let me just say this. No, there's a good place to practice your silence. Like Tan says, go find quiet, because not everything is for you to say, even if it's true. Sometimes the truth is to be quiet. Because, again, once that stuff's out there, you can't take it back. And I always remember my pastor's analogy, you can't unscramble an egg. Because once you crack that thing, baby, that's it. And people don't forget. They can say they do and say, yeah, okay, you apologize, I forgive you. But do they really? Nope. Because you can't unhear it. And Pastor Coleman talks about that, too. It's a part of the memory. When he did that lesson on the memory and what you can't. Man, that was so good, because it's true. There are some things we can't unhear, just like some things we need to unlearn. We don't unlearn them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
While you're staring at them and saying, you know what, they get ready to break their yoke. They get ready to break their yoke. Y'all driving, so I can sleep too much.
Good morning, this is Patrice, and I too am
rather direct, and I have to be careful when I open my mouth and when I have to be quiet. I'm always mindful daily that I have to watch not what I say, but how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for the reminder. And thank you, Dee Dee, for stepping in for me this morning. Appreciate it.
Blessing, sister. Love you.
I was thrown off.
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get angry or we get upset. And then we say something. And it's almost like no sooner than you said it, it's like, now, Lord have mercy, I know I shouldn't have said that. Do you apologize? You can't take it back. How do you deal with when you've said something and you get a negative outcome of something like Dee Dee said, maybe it was true, but at that time you didn't need to say it? Nobody be saying things they shouldn't say but me?
Me too. I get convicted in my spirit, and I have to go apologize or make amends. Always. I don't never, ever not feel anything when I say what I'm not supposed to say or say it in an inappropriate way, because people have feelings, and my directness is not everyone can receive it. And so if I'm aware that it rubbed you the wrong way, or it didn't come out right, and you let me know, I just say, you know, I didn't mean it that way, or, you know, I'm sorry, that's not what I was trying to do. And it makes me, you know, be very watchful of how I talk to people.
Have you had somebody come to you and ask you something, and then you tell them the truth, and then they get mad at you? I know that usually when someone comes to me and asks me something, I said, now, do you want me to tell you the truth? And a lot of times they say yes, but they don't want to hear the truth. People learn who to ask things. They know who to go to when they tell them the truth, or who to go to when they tell them what they want to hear.
Now, Miss Barbara, that's normally my kids. You know, a lot of times, because I'm kind of really upfront with a lot of the people that I'm around, and even my circle of friends, you know, and stuff like that, they'll come and ask me for the truth, and they can really take it. But my kids have taught me a lot about even apologizing, you know, because sometimes, you know, and excuse the background noise because I'm on my way home. You know, people already know the truth, and it isn't so much that they don't want to hear it or hear what you have to say, but I really realize with my kids, it's like, you know, don't beat them while they're down. They already kind of know it. But a lot of times they'll come to me and they'll ask me for the truth, and because I want them to be in a better space, I have a tendency to not really have any great expectations after I kind of release it, because I don't really want to control the situation, you know. And you know, I'm a stickler on trying to leave the situation better than I found it. So I allow them to kind of deal with the truth however they can, and not find myself in a place where I'm manipulating their feelings, because I have no control over that. And so whenever we go in to tell people the truth, we have to make sure that first we examine our own hearts. What do you want this truth to do? You know, what do you want this truth to do? You want it to work out for your good, or do you want them? Do you want it to work out for their good? Or, you know, are you trying to feel better about you, or do you want to make them better? And so oftentimes we have to die to ourselves. Consider your audience. Before you open up your mouth, consider your audience. Do you know who you're talking to? We're older now. We're more mature. So we have to be careful even how we entreat people. You know, when we're talking to someone, know who you're talking to. So you know how to put that truth out there. Some people can take it with water. Some people need a little orange juice.
Thank you.
And some people can take it straight. You're welcome, babe.
And don't call Dion. I'm going to just go and put that out there on the prayer call. Because if you want her to, she ain't going to want you. She's going to tell it to you like it T.I. is. And you're going to take it, and it's going to be good. And you're going to learn from it. And you're going to tell her thank you. At least that's my story.
Uh-huh. That's great. No chance, baby.
That's mine, too.
Oh, Lordy. Well, does anyone else have something that you want to share? Today is Sunday, and I know everybody's trying to get ready for church. Anybody have something that they just have to say?
Yeah, I ain't going to keep making me seem like the boogeyman, neither.
We love you, Boogie. That's your name, Boogie. We love you, Boogie. that's your calling, baby.
Oh, that's so ugly.
Hey, Sister Barbara, this is Bub. Oh, excuse me. No, I did not just shorten that. This is Bubbly. I just want to thank you for your declaration because, trust and believe, the Spirit just hit me and said, you know what, you need to say something because you know you're going to need to remember this declaration when you get back to work tomorrow. Because I'm already blank. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I've been gone a week. I'm already knowing. I'm declaring that it's going to be a victorious day because I was getting ready to go to the left, but thank you, Lord, for bringing me to the right. And just in talking with you yesterday, it's such an awesome experience just to talk to you and speak with you on just other things. And I'm grateful to God for you in my life. And, yes, that tongue, I'm really learning in the last 5 or 6 months about being quiet. Because then think before you speak, and I'm like with Pretty Patrice. It's like once you say something to somebody, the Holy Spirit will convict me. And it's like, you know, it won't let me loose until I go back and necessarily make amends, but just let them know that, you know, I apologize and, you know, I really, you know, I need to just be prayed up before I open up my mouth. So thank you and have an awesome, blessed day. And I love you.
Love you more. Anyone else want to share?
Good morning. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for the declaration, and thanks for your input, this Gail. This is really a topic I'm really working on, for real. I'm trying to learn to think before I speak and then think again before I speak because I have a tendency of just being a little too truthful sometimes, and people ask for my opinion, I give it to them and they get upset. But I have to think how I would feel and just try to put myself in the place of the person that's asking me for my opinion. So, again, thank you so much for this call because you all are really, really, really helping me. You're like mirrors that I can look into and learn from. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Oh, you too, Gail. Thank you for sharing. You know, I have a tendency when people ask me stuff, I just ask them, you know, do you really want the truth? And usually it's someone that I know. So I can kind of tell whether they want the truth or not. And I just ask the Lord to help me say the right thing. But I do remember a time when I didn't watch my tongue. And when I got mad, I said a whole lot of things. But life has taught me, and the Lord has taught me also, that everything that you want to say, you can't say. you know, you don't want to say hurtful things to people. You want to encourage somebody. You want to edify somebody. You want to lift somebody up. You don't want to bring anybody down. And sometimes you do have to say things that may hurt somebody or bring somebody down. But in your saying it, say something to follow it that helps bring them back up, especially if it's their truth. You know, that Valerie and speaking your truth, Valerie been really helping me with, and not just Valerie, LaTanya too, with learning my truth. You know, I thank God every day for this prayer call because it's more than a call. It's a lifeline, and that's no joke. Every day, I don't always talk all the time. I listen. I'm on here every day, and I listen. And it's teaching me how to listen also. Because you can't talk all the time. Sometimes you need to just shut your mouth and just listen. You learn a lot when you listen.
You know what? You brought out one good thing. You know, sometimes the order of our truth, the order of us telling someone the truth, it can be good medicine. Because we look at Apostle Paul, he has a tendency to use order before he gives you the truth. He tells you everything that's absolutely wonderful that you're doing before he tells you that what you just did stinks. And even when we read in Revelation, it's the same thing when the church is addressed. You know, that it's all this, the things that you do right, and then it says, then the Word of God talks about, I have this one thing against you. So it gives you all the good stuff. And then suddenly, just, you know, kind of slips in there, you know, but you need to work on this right here. You know, so sometimes the order in how we tell someone the truth, so sometimes you can't just go right in and just blast somebody. But, you know, ask God for some wisdom on, you know, how do I slip this truth in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I can be most effective. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you go in and, you know, you just open up a whole can of worms to somebody. It really means sometimes you just got to make sure that you build them in some places first and, you know, test the waters and make sure that they can take it right now. Doesn't mean don't do it, you know, but we have to ask God, how do we administer this thing? And a lot of times we, you know, like you said, Bill, you build them first. You know, you let them know this is what you're doing really wonderful here. But, you know, we've got to work with this right here, you know, and know how to slip that thing in. I don't know if that sounded right.
Yes, it did. That was fine.
Oh, okay. Good.
Anybody else want to share? I'm not going to keep begging you,
Barbara. This is Ruth. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Miss Ruth.
First of all, my voice is super cracky this morning. I'm sorry, but I want to say it has been a pleasure to know you all these almost 13, 14 years. Been knowing you since Smith, way back in Hayward, and I always enjoy hearing your voice. You have such a soft, motherly voice, and I've always liked hearing you talk to people. You know, we've talked on occasions, you know, a lot of occasions, but you've always been like a mother figure to me and a mother of the church. I remember you being over some things at the church and listening to your testimony way back then and listening to it now. And I just want to thank you for being a wonderful example. And even when you talk to people and you said stuff and, you know, to them, you've always been consistent. And so I want to thank you for being a wonderful friend. But I want to, I agree with Ravonda. It's the way you say things to people, and even if it's true, you have to, what kind of wait to the right time and, you know, kind of move it on in at the right time. And I think for me, I have sort of stepped back from some friendships and one in particular because every time they came to me, it was always like a, you know, it was always scolding me about what I was doing or you know, some of the ideas I had or some things that, you know, I wanted to do. they didn't think it was a good idea, but and I think you should never go in scolding anyone or bringing up their past and, you know, especially those that know you and know all your business. Never throw anybody else's business up in their face. Whether it's true, and you know, even though you know it's true, don't never do that. But always come with a gentle heart and a gentle tone. And if you have to wait to say it, just wait. But never scold anybody about their mistakes and their past and what they've done, because it can really sever some, you know, long-time relationships, and that could be pretty devastating. So that's all I wanted to say, just wait. And for me, talking to my adult children, I always use myself as an example, you know, and I've learned from that particular person. So when I go to my children, you know, talk to them with a kind heart, and then don't, in a soft voice, don't go in like a, you know, and I'm learning, when something happens, don't just go in and start rapping and raving and yelling, just wait. And I remember a lot of times, and I think this really helped my son, when we on a ride, when he used to take me to work, I would talk to him, you know, I would just go in when he did something, I would wait. And I think that really helped him to where he is today, because it didn't help when I was yelling. Yeah. It didn't help, you know, stop sleeping on all those women. Don't be doing that. You don't need to be doing that. God is not going to bless you if you don't just sleep with one woman. You know, all that? No, he didn't hear nothing I said. But when I began to talk to him, we may have breakfast in a silent voice, I think that helped. And now today he's in a much better place. Even talking to my oldest, you know, Michonne, you know, and just having a nice adult conversation, not going in her, not badgering her about what she's done, who she's been with, which, you know, her, you know, just don't do that. And continuously mm-hmm. doing that will sever a relationship. I'm sorry, it will. And for me, and as much as I hate it, and it's done. I don't even know how to even bring that back. I'm done.
Thank you for sharing, Liz. Thank you for what you said. Boy, if you ask my children, though, about this soft voice, it wasn't always soft. You should hear my son.
But look at them. They're fine young men.
Yeah, yeah. Well, God is good. To God be the glory.
Yes.
I've made a lot of mistakes, but you have to learn from your mistakes. That's what it's all about. Anybody that's
yes.
successful that's told you they've never made a mistake, they're lying, because that's how you learn, by making mistakes. You don't want to keep repeating the same mistakes, but, you know, you learn from your mistakes. Does someone else have something to say? Well, this is
Barbara.
Wonderful.
Hey, this is Lisa. Thank you, Barbara, for the gentle reminder about our tongue. You know, as everybody was speaking, I was thinking about how Paul talked about, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So putting the responsibility back on us to just do it, to make the effort to change our conversation, to make the effort to change how we're doing things when we know it's not right. We know it's not right, so that we would do the necessary work. And it's amazing how, as we mature and we grow, those things begin to fall off. As our eyes open and we see the right things, most of us, we start doing it. So I was just thinking about that, what Paul was saying. You know, now as we're maturing, we're coming on the call all the time, we're finding out things, we're being reminded of things. Now we have the responsibility to, you know, be about it.
Thank you, Miss Lisa.
Thank you, Miss Barbara.
Well, I want to leave with you guys today that anything is possible if we believe. That's Mark 9:23. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. It's not easy, this journey that we're on. But we can get through it. We can help each other through it too. I want everyone to have a wonderful day. And remember that you may be the only Jesus somebody sees.
Amen.
So go and grow and love and hug today.
Love and hug.
Great job.
Hug. Love you all. Have a day.
Bye, guys.
Big hugs and lots of love.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Have a nice day.